This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 145, The Main Reason You're Doubting Yourself as an Entrepreneur and What to Do About It, by Dr. Benjamin Ritter of liveforyourselfconsulting.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host, and I'm here every single day reading to you to help you optimize your business life. So who's been in this pickle? To win your next big customer, you need cloud infrastructure that can sustain high performance under an enterprise workload. But without that big customer, enterprise cloud is priced out of reach. Not anymore. Oracle for Startups delivers enterprise cloud at a startup price tag with free cloud credits and 70% off industry-leading cloud services to help you reel in the big fish confidently. And with multi-cloud support and no vendor lock-in, you're free to keep building in any way you choose. Your partnerships should be assets, not roadblocks to your success. To learn more, visit oracle.com/go-to/OSD. And if you don't recognize the name Benjamin Ritter, it's because he is a new author for this show, and I'm going to tell you more about him right after the reading. So for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. The Main Reason You're Doubting Yourself as an Entrepreneur and What to Do About It, by Dr. Benjamin Ritter of liveforyourselfconsulting.com. Doubt doesn't care if you're just starting out as an entrepreneur or running a multi-million dollar startup. It's a powerful emotion that is focused on stopping you from taking action. If you're an entrepreneur, it is almost a guarantee that you'll suffer from doubt at some point, but it's your choice to learn how to deal with it or to give in to doubt and eventually give up. Too often, strategies that are meant to manage doubt focus on fighting through it, building confidence, or accepting the possibility of failure. These are great exercises, but they don't focus on the main reason that doubt exists. They are only symptoms. And if you only treat symptoms, you will never actually be cured. Over the years of coaching clients through their doubt and researching the areas of personal and professional development, I've developed the belief that the main reason you doubt yourself is that there's a gap between the vision you have and the place you are. It may be conceptual or reality, but what matters is that what you want isn't what you have. You have unmet expectations. Imagine standing at the edge of a cliff, and in front of you is a deep canyon which leads to a mountain that looms above you. The gap and the distance you need to travel is your doubt. It's what you need to overcome in order to reach the top of the mountain, your goals. Anything that brings attention to how far you need to travel or causes the journey to seem more difficult will increase doubt. For example, doubt can become stronger if something affects your ability to make the journey, like an injury or a professional setback. If you can't seem to figure out how to actually get to the mountaintop, a lack of clarity. Seeing others fall into the gap and fail, or even seeing people at the top of the mountain, negative comparison. Entrepreneurs that struggle with doubt are constantly looking up at the mountaintop and down into the gap, focused on where they want to be and how far left they have to travel. They have a hard time accepting their present position and the journey that's ahead of them. Overall, doubt is caused by unmet expectations and becomes stronger if you seem further away from achieving your goals. Doubt can increase for the following reasons. A lack of clarity, personally and professionally. Clarity includes your reasons for having your goals and the actual processes toward how to achieve them, what, how, and when. Comparison to others that have failed or succeeded through a negative lens. Disbelief in your own worth and abilities, lack of confidence or fear of failure. Other perceived personal and professional setbacks, like injury, prioritization, and lack of resources. Dealing with doubt requires a change in focus. If the source of doubt is unmet expectations, the cure for doubt would be to redefine how you perceive your expectations. It's that straightforward. An entrepreneur can reduce doubt in the following ways. Take your focus off of the gap or the mountaintop. Focus instead on where you are now. Make the journey ahead of you seem manageable. Break your goals down into simple-to-follow tasks. Set milestones or summits that you can take a break and enjoy the view. Celebrate how far you've come. The journey didn't start where you are now. Look back in awe and gratitude. Prepare yourself for the journey ahead. Learn skills, purchase tools, create relationships that will make the process easier. Stop comparing your journey to others. Their failure or success does not relate to your own journey. Remember that the journey is long, yours alone, and at times, never-ending. Your mountaintop isn't fixed. Your expectations tend to increase as you achieve more. Keep your why front and center. There's a reason you have set these goals, and it's not just to achieve them, it's the value you earn from them. Growth requires that you have goals and work toward them, but it does not require unmet expectations. Feeling like you need to be somewhere other than where you are guarantees that you will not appreciate the present. And as we've discussed, all that will create is doubt, which only holds you back. Exactly the opposite of what you're trying to achieve. As an entrepreneur, if you are constantly comparing yourself to where you want to be, you will always doubt where you are. Next time you're struggling with doubt, imagine that you are standing at the edge of a cliff with a great mountain in the distance. You have a choice: to allow doubt to hold you back, or instead take out your map, plot a course, grab some snacks, bring some friends, and enjoy the journey. You just listened to the post titled, "The Main Reason You're Doubting Yourself as an Entrepreneur and What to Do About It," by Dr. Benjamin Ritter of liveforyourselfconsulting.com. And I'm going to tell you about Dr. Benjamin in just a sec, but first I want to thank Gusto for sponsoring this episode. If you're a startup owner, this one's for you. Running a business is just plain hard. You've got endless to-do lists, employees to take care of, and your ever-present bottom line. So first of all, kudos to you for staying on top of it. But I want to tell you about Gusto. Gusto built an easier and more affordable way to manage payroll, benefits, and more. They help over 100,000 businesses with tasks like automated payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, free health insurance administration, 401ks, onboarding tools, you name it, and Gusto made it easy. 94% of customers say Gusto streamlines payroll and benefits. They do that for us here on the Optimal Living Daily team. We use Gusto for both payroll and benefits. They really care about the small business owners they work with. Their support team is attentive and helpful. And since money can be tight right now, you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/OSD and start setting up your business today. You'll see what I mean when I say easy. Again, that's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/OSD. gusto.com/OSD. And thank you to Dr. Benjamin Ritter for letting us share his work. He is the newest author to join our podcast network. He has his doctorate in organizational leadership and learned how people learn, how leaders are developed, and how to create a curriculum that would encompass both. From there, he created Live for Yourself Consulting, along with some programs that you can check out. You can schedule a call right there on his site, and he also has a podcast you might want to check out called the Live for Yourself Revolution podcast, and it highlights the stories of intrapreneurs and entrepreneurs that are truly living for themselves. And you can find that wherever you get your audio, and come by liveforyourselfconsulting.com for a lot more. And thank you again, Dr. Benjamin. But that's it for another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. Hope you have a great start to your week, and I'll be back with you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.